Amen. We thank you, Lord, for today's message as we are trying to conquer our minds with confidence and wisdom so that we'll be able to stand up to fear at any time. Thank you, Lord. The title of our message today is Standing Up to Fear, Part 5. Brothers and sisters, let me declare to you that the enemy is already defeated. As you focus on your faith in God, it eliminates the power of fear. Fear is one of the tactics that Satan uses to intimidate people. May I declare to you today that Satan has no power over you as a believer. No, no, no. Satan has no power over you as a believer. Satan has no authority over any believer, especially the believer that will resist him. The only way the devil has power over a person is if that person believes his deception. But if you are able to resist him, he will definitely flee from you. So it is confirmed by James chapter 4, verse 7. James chapter 4, verse 7 says, submit yourselves therefore to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Did you hear that? As long as you surrender to God, not partial surrender, but complete surrender and obedience to God, the devil will be powerless over you and he will run away from you in the name of Jesus. Stand firm against any temptation. Stand firm against any lie or deception of the devil. The devil will flee as long as you are resisting him from a place of submission to God. Do not fear. Even when the enemy gather together against you, they shall all fall for your sake. Isaiah chapter 54 verse 15 says, behold, they shall surely gather together, but not by me. Whosoever shall gather together against thee shall fall for thy sake. Let them assemble against you, run you down, curse you, plant demonic stuff, whatever they want to do. Plan all kinds of rubbish attacks. No problem. Because those attacks, those meetings, those wicked discussions and gossip did not come from God. They will ultimately fail in the name of Jesus. Any conspiracy against you by the enemy will fail in the name of Jesus. They will surely gather together against you, no problem. But all their efforts and plans will fall, fail, destroy, scatter to irreparable pieces in the name of Jesus. Do not fear the devil or their gangster agents when they come threatening you. Jesus has given you the authority to tread on serpents and scorpions. And he says to you, nothing shall by any means hurt you. Nothing. Luke chapter 10 verse 19 says, behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Nothing shall by any means hurt you. Brethren, Jesus has delegated his authority over demonic forces to us believers. This is a declaration of spiritual authority that Jesus has given to us believers. Jesus has promised us victory over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall ever hurt us in the name of Jesus. From today onwards, assert your authority over fear. Assert your authority over any doubt you have before. And assert your authority over every spiritual attack. You should be confident knowing that you are protected by God. No matter what Satan brings your way during the day or at night when we sleep, we are equipped with spiritual armor and authority to stand firm by God. But Ephesians chapter 6 verse 11 emphasizing that we believers should put on the full armor of God so that we can stand firm against the devil's deceptive cunning schemes. Our full armors are divine strength, truth, righteousness, faith, and the word of God. They are all for our spiritual protection. When you put on these armors, you leave no area unguarded. So you are able to stand up against fear at any time or any threat at any time. Despite the spiritual attacks, you remain steadfast in your faith. These armors are meant for our spiritual defense and readiness to stand up to fear at any time. These armors are listed as the belt of truth, breastplate of righteousness, shoes of the gospel of peace, shield of faith, helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit. These are paired with constant prayer in the Spirit. Yes. These armors help us to stand firm against spiritual battles and the devil's schemes. These armors provide divine authority and protection for us. These armors equip us Christians to remain steadfast in victory rather than live in fear. If you make it as part of your regular routine to constantly focus on prayer and forgive those who hurt you rather than retaliation, you will always win. Yes. You will always win. Use scriptures to counter deceptive thoughts or dreams. Remain firmly rooted in biblical doctrines, because spiritual battles are won not by human power, but by relying on God's power and in His strength. In reality, your fight and struggle is not against your fellow human being, but against invisible forces, against demonic forces, against rulers of darkness and spiritual wickedness. Satan is not all-powerful. Let me tell you. Satan is not all-powerful, as some of you think. And he only operates under God's permitted boundaries. Let me make this very clear. Satan works within strict boundaries set by God. Satan's power is limited, and he must seek permission to test believers. He has no authority to come to us directly. Let me show you where God allows Satan to tempt someone, but not to destroy the person. And that person is Job. Let's look at Job chapter 1, verse 12. Job chapter 1, verse 12 says, "And the Lord said unto Satan, Behold, all that he hath is in thy power. Only upon himself put not forth thine hand." So Satan went forth from the presence of the Lord. This was a special situation where God granted Satan limited permission to test Job's faithfulness to God by giving Satan permission to destroy his possessions, but strictly forbade him to physically harm him. This is a confirmation that Satan's power is authorized and controlled by God. God remains in control of your life. Do not fear whatever Satan brings your way. Stand up to fear. Satan has no power to touch your life as a believer. It is not possible. Listen to what God said to Satan in Job chapter 2, verse 6. Job chapter 2, verse 6 says, "And the Lord said unto Satan, Behold, he is in thine hand, but save his life." Yes, behold, he is in thy hand, but save his life. God permitted Satan to afflict Job physically, but forbids him from taking Job's life. That means Job's trial is not random, but under divine control. And I'm very pleased to announce to you that Job didn't disappoint God. He never cursed God one day, in spite of everything he went through. Please take note of this. Nothing happens outside of God's sovereign will. Satan is not equal to God and can only act within boundaries set by God. The enemy is vicious but not victorious. You and I are more than a conqueror through faith. But you and I are already equipped with spiritual tools like the shield of faith to quench any attack set by the enemy. Stand up to fear. It is so easy to overcome fear. Just shift your focus from the obstacle to God. Use prayer and scriptures as your defense. Shift your focus from what is scaring you to God. Look for the right scriptures. Use prayers and scripture as your defense. You will always win. Let me tell you a story about a dearest sister that was asked to do something very dangerous and she risked her life. Let's look at Esther, who risked death to save her people. Yes, she was afraid and reluctant at first, but her thoughts switched from fear to save her people. She overcame her fear of death with the conviction that says, if I perish, I perish. To save the Jewish people. And she did what? She declared fast. Let's hear Esther chapter 4, verse 14 to 16. Esther chapter 4, verse 14 to 16. Mordecai tells Queen Esther to risk her life to save the Jewish people, suggesting that she was placed in power for such a time like this. Esther chooses courage over fear, asking for 3 days fasting and prayer before approaching the king, because she was not permitted to approach the king without being invited. So she said and declared, if I perish, I perish. But you know what happened? She gained favor with the king and her actions ultimately turned the tide. The king permitted the Jews to defend themselves, leading to their victory over their enemies and the execution of Haman. Please stand up to fear. The Lord God Almighty is always with us. He never leaves us nor forsakes us. How can you be reading his word, be praying his scriptures, and you think he will leave you? No. Psalm 118 verse 6 says, the Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do unto me? The Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do unto me? Declare this verse whenever you are facing opposition or when feeling outnumbered or attacked by others. It's a powerful declaration of confidence in God's protection over any human threats. God is our protector, helping us to navigate through crisis successfully. Don't be afraid of the enemy. When they come to you like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will raise a standard and attack against them all. Isaiah 59 verse 19 says, so shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west and his glory from the rising of the sun. When the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up his standard against him. When sudden and overwhelming attacks threaten our peace, be it physical or spiritual, God's power will act as a barrier to defend us. Whenever you face intense spiritual attack or battle, God himself will be your defense and shall fight for you. God will intervene for his people even when they are faltered. No matter how weak you are, God will intervene for you. No matter how you think you are not capable, God will always intervene for you. Let me tell you about a man called Gideon, who thought nothing good of himself. Good Gideon was a very fearful man, very fearful and insecure man. He belonged to the weakest clan in his tribe. But Gideon was forced to hide in caves from the threat of the Midianites for 7 years. He was hiding inside caves because of the Midianites' threats for 7 good years. Then one day, an angel of the Lord appeared to him while he was threshing wheat in a wine press, hiding from the enemy. With all of this, yet God called him a mighty man of valor that will deliver Israel. God saw something great in him, in spite of how he looked at himself as incapable. He looked at himself as if insecure. God called him a mighty man of valor that will deliver the people of Israel. Gideon's story highlights how God uses weak, fearful, insecure individuals by transforming them into leaders through his strength. Don't underestimate who you are and what you carry inside of you. You are a child of the living God. All power belongs to you. Every authority Jesus carries belongs to you. God, Jesus, Satan cannot touch you except you decide to trust Satan's threat. You decided to deviate from the way of the Lord. Except you decide to believe the enemy's wicked words. Satan cannot touch you. Never. Satan can't touch you. Because you know, if you know what you carry in you, God is with you, empowers you all the time, strengthens you all the time. Read his word, pray all the time. And as we do that together as one family, we are moving forward. Because one can chase 1,000, 2,000, 10,000. So you can imagine how many of us here, how many people, things we can chase. Satan can't touch us, can't touch our children, can't touch our family members, can't touch our parents, can't touch our loved ones. Satan cannot touch our loved ones. And Satan cannot touch any member of fellowship in his presence family. Let me announce to you that Jesus has already destroyed the devil's ultimate power, which is death. Hebrews chapter 2 verse 14 says, "For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil." Jesus took on human flesh and blood to die so that he can destroy the devil's power over death and liberate us from the lifelong fear of death. Jesus' voluntary death and resurrection broke the ultimate terrifying power of death, which was used to keep people from bondage, which was used to keep people in bondage. As believers, we have been delivered and liberated from the ultimate fear of dying because we know where we are going to. Jesus has given us freedom from fear, but this freedom is not for everyone, but for his sheep. Jesus came to lay down his life for the sheep. John chapter 10, verse 14 to 15. John chapter 10, verse 14 to 15. Jesus knows his followers. Jesus knows their strength. Jesus knows our weaknesses. Jesus knows all our fears. And he also knows our needs. And we recognize his voice. You cannot be one of his sheep if you have not given your life to Jesus. But right now, if you are willing and ready to give your life to him so that he can recognize you as one of his sheep, you may repeat after me the prayer of salvation. Heavenly Father, I know that I've sinned against you. I repent of all my sins. Please forgive me. I believe that your Son, Jesus Christ, died for my sins, was resurrected from the dead, and he is alive. I invite Jesus to become the Lord of my life. Take absolute control of my life and write my name in the Lamb Book of Life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
I believe you've been blessed with this message. Join an amazing moment in God's presence by fellowshipping in His presence. There we'll learn and grow in God's words and prayer. It's a partnership with God's people and fellowship with the Holy Spirit. Follow the link below to join us every Sunday and bi-weekly Wednesdays on our audio platforms. You will want